Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. What is up? How many breaths you take today? How many breaths? Nah, I know you don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that either, but I do have kind of a cool thing I want to talk to you about. Every breath you take. Welcome back to the show. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Would you do me a favor? Rate and subscribe this podcast on iTunes. That would be amazing. It helps other people just like you find the show a lot easier. Hey, if you're amazing and you're listening to the show and leaving a rating, come on, man. You're just going to attract more amazement to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Thank you so much. Got a live event coming up in Vegas, March 14th and 15th. SamCrowley.live. SamCrowley.live. Two-day event workshop limited to 30 people. I'll work while you shop for your dream. How's that? For a workshop! Let's dive into the message. So I was listening to one of my favorite, if not my number one favorite podcast, Elevation Church, Stephen Furtick. And this past weekend, he was talking about how if we are fortunate enough to live to age 71, we would have taken approximately 750 million breaths. 750 million breaths. And I was like, oh my gosh. And how many of those breaths are we taking for granted? Are we maximizing throughout the day? Like, I don't know, just doing this podcast for the last 5 seconds, I probably took 3 to 5 breaths. I don't even know what that breaks down to. But I know one thing, I've taken this for granted. I, unfortunately, am guilty as charged. I don't know about you, but there'll be days I just find myself zoning out. You know, it's like, oh man, how did that next Netflix show end? I got 10 more minutes left on that. Or I'll scroll social media or text somebody and just killing time. And then look, I would love to tell you that I'm one of these gurus, that the personal development God set me down and gave me the, you know, the purity and all of this wisdom, and I have absolutely no sin in my life and I'm perfect. I'd love to be that guy on stage, but you wouldn't relate to the show. You would leave this podcast faster than anything if that would, because that's every other podcast. That's every other personal development guru out there telling you how I never waste a minute of my life. Time is the only thing we have. Why would you be killing time, killing the most valuable asset? You can't replace time. Well, that's all true. I agree 100%. But come on, man. You know what's funny? A few years ago, I was at an event in London, and there was this guru up there, personal development. I mean, holy cow, the introduction this guy had was better than my entire presentation. I mean, you talk about making sure you don't play the compare yourself game. I'm like, wow. And his suit cost more than my car. Just incredible, man. He had a Rolex that was bigger than my thigh. I mean, this guy wrapped the present better than anything. When you talk about a gift wrapping, you know, the bow and the gaff wrapping paper, that's what I consider his suit and his watch and his shoes. Oh my gosh, his shoes cost more than the tires on my car, man. It's just incredible, you know? So he gets up there and he gives us just a may about everybody he knows. And I mean, so think of any celebrity you've ever heard of. That's who he has breakfast with, or at least he has a photo, or at least somebody photoshopped it. I don't even know. But man, was it impressive. And flying first class, that's for peasants, man. That's for peasants. You got to fly private. I remember one of his lines was, hey, I used to think flying first class was pretty cool. And I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Wow, what a blessing that is to be able to, you know, fly in that type of environment. He's like, yeah, until I started flying private. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, boy, it's never good enough, is it? First class with the with the warm, heated up cloths on your face and the free drinks. It's just not good enough, man. The big seats, that's not good enough anymore. We need more. We need more. Fly private. So he gets off the stage and he comes down into the green room and, you know, well, you know, everybody's going crazy, standing ovation. I don't know if anybody bought his product. I wasn't paying attention. But something caught me, and it was that slide about time, how he maximizes time, and he is like Tommy Time. He crushes it, you know, and he laughs at people that even waste one nanosecond of their life. Well, what do you think the first thing he did when he got off stage, came back to the green room, got on his phone and scrolled it, didn't pay attention to anybody else, had no dialogue with anybody else in the room, and just scrolled his phone. Now, he could have been answering emails. He could have been doing a lot of different things, but he never looked up. And he wasn't, I don't think he was actually doing work, because it was one of those, can you see your thumb when you see someone else? And I was mesmerized by the guys. I'm like, holy cow, does my life, I just got this little farmhouse in the Midwest in Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, yeah, I have four healthy kids and I'm married, you know, happily married. But geez, I mean, I don't fly private anywhere. I don't even know where I would go fly private. Where do I get a plane? You go to the plane store, the plane dealership? I don't know, man. I got to figure this stuff out. My life is just, it sucks compared to what he's got going on. But he's sitting there scrolling social media, and you can tell where the thumb's just going up, 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 tap, tap, like, tap, tap, like, up, up, tap, tap, like. And I'm like, dude, you're wasting all this time on social media. What are you doing, man? And then I went into Sammy Stalker mode. And I just, like, kind of kept my eye on him the rest of the event. And I saw where he wasn't maximizing time at all, man. It just was hilarious. So my whole point in this, why I spent 2 minutes on this, is to say a lot of things. Number one, you can't have everything figured out. There's no way you can have everything figured out. But I will tell you this much. Of those 750 million breaths that God has given you throughout the course of your lifetime, if you're lucky to live to the age of 71, how many of those are you maximizing? I try to take 10 minutes of my breaths and share it with you every day. Like, I want to make sure 10 minutes of my day is spent with you. And I don't know, before I hit the record button on my smartphone in my Kia in the dark parking lot, what I'm going to say, but I know one thing. It's going to be from the heart. It's going to be authentic. And it's going to be in my mind, top of mind, that I want to make sure I share with a very specific person, mainly between the ages of 25 to 59 years old, somebody that has a dream. Now, if you're a high school, college student, don't stop listening to the show. If you're a senior citizen, don't stop listening to this show. I'm just saying most of, and the majority, and you should really know who your target market is. I know exactly. I mean, I could take, and I'm not going to do this, but the next 10 minutes and describe down to the letter who my ideal client is. When people show up at my live event in Vegas in March, I already know what they're going to, I already know who these individuals are, man. They're big, big dreamers. They're successful. They have a passion to serve other people, and they want to really get a message tight and get it clear, so they can take their platform, whether it's podcasting, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, and go and build their own movement. That's why I keep telling, look, I don't know if I'm having another event. And this isn't any scarcity tactic, and you don't have to go. And if you can't make it, I understand. But there's about a month left to go. We got 9 tickets left. Go to samcrowley.live, and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. You'll look around the room and say, wow, these people are just like me. Huge, positive, inspirational dreamers. So of these 750 million breaths that you're going to take in your lifetime approximately, let's not even use that number. It's too big. Let's just use today. Let's use today in a 3-hour. Let's compress one day into 3 hours. Can we do that? Let's say my wicked productive time is between 8 and noon. So that's really 4 hours, okay? So let's say 4 hours. So between 8 a.m. and 12 noon is when I am at the top of my game. If you're a coaching client, you know I like scheduling calls in the morning. I'm fresh. If we happen to do them in the afternoon, that's great. No problem at all. I try to compact all of my work between 8 a.m. and noon. After that, I eat a big lunch. I go to the gym. And by the way, side note, I weigh 203 pounds. I was 201. Remember that? I went January 6th, I just started tracking on my phone, the MyFitnessPal app, and I got from 215 quickly, like it wasn't even difficult. In 2 weeks, I was down to around 201, 202, but I've been working out a lot. I'm still at a calorie deficit. I don't get it, but I know one thing. I'm watching a lot of stuff online about, you know, how weight plateaus for a while. You got to be patient, and I love it because it's a great metaphor for everything. But anyway, those of you interested, I don't even know if you are, I'm working out like a maniac, lifting back again now that my cold is gone, and I'm at 203 pounds, still down from 215, but I would have thought I'd be like 193 by now based on the calorie deficit. Anyway, I love that I'm not there that quickly. I don't think it's healthy to lose, you know, 20 pounds in a month. I also think it's a great exercise, no pun intended, in patience and how you have to be and stay in the game, okay? So here's my task for you, all right? Here's my task. We'll wrap this baby up. Wrap this baby up! By the way, get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I want to talk to you about your dream. Let's wrap this baby up. Let's compress all these breaths you're going to take. Don't stop breathing, you know, after this four-hour period of time. That probably wouldn't be a good idea. But let's really focus on 4 hours and all of these different opportunities you have to be super-duper productive and take these breaths, whether that's recording an audio, recording a video, writing a very positive, inspirational post, and with a call to action. You got to always have that CTA, that call to action, and build that tribe. Get out there and launch that movement and speak to your ideal target market. I promise you, man, take it. Just compress it down into 4 hours. And if you can't do four, do two. Let me tell you something. Even if you did one of turn off the cell phone and everything and just went to work on what this dream is you want to get going, whatever that looks like to you, you're going to think, wow, every breath I took over the last 60 minutes was maximized. That's what you should be doing. That's it. That's it. It's that simple. I'm going to try to do it. Let's do it together. Let's do it together. Together is better. Together is better. All right, my friend, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.